B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All systems are operational. Microphones are working. Roy's headphones are currently being put into his ears.
And untangled.
I mean, how did this happen? It's like somebody purposely did notch while I was gone.
You gotta roll them.
Like somebody was using my headphones for like a jump rope.
Good morning, everybody. The Mani, Roy, and Loren Show featuring producer Nicole and our interns. We are all here today on October 30th, the day before Halloween. And boy, I mean, we were trying to zero in on a Halloween trick-or-treat forecast, and we were hoping things were going to get better. And I feel like
Keeps looking worse.
Just the absolute line of severe thunderstorms, the worst bit of weather to come through. Not the mountains where y'all are at. That's earlier in the day. You guys might get lucky. But like here in the metro, in the Piedmont, as they call it, Roy, the line of storms is ripping through anywhere between 4 and 9.
Well, can I just say, I thought everything was supposed to be pushed off until later this evening, and it's raining like now.
Yeah. Well, I think it's supposed to rain all day today, too.
Wednesday, Brad Panovich, chief meteorologist at WCNC, said this was the wettest day of the week. But tomorrow, storms likely between 4 and 9.
Just in that trick-or-treat window.
Right in that wheelhouse.
You know, Mani, I wasn't with you on the whole let's move Halloween till Friday until last night.
Yeah. Well, you and I are going to have to talk because we're supposed to do a podcast of the Queen Park Social. But I'm sure Brad and the crew over there would let us move it if everybody's Halloween moved to Friday.
Well, yeah, but we're only there until 5, right? Isn't it 4 to 5?
For you. Well, no.
Oh, 5
it's
to 6.
It's 5 to
okay.
6, which is really 4 to 7 travel
yeah,
time back and
true.
Forth. So we'll have to figure something out. There was something in the Nextdoor app where I live out in my neighborhood. One person posted, hey, can we move this to Friday? And somebody else liked it. And then another person said, let's do it. So,
well,
I don't
I'll
know,
come
man.
In your neighborhood.
I told everyone in my neighborhood to just come hang out in my garage. I got a TV in there. I got a radio.
Yeah, you do have a pretty cool setup.
Thank you. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, you need to put a bar up in there.
My neighbors have decided to call it the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it just sucks. It's too bad for the little ones, but something will happen.
Maybe we could do like our podcast at lunchtime.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. Maybe we could do the podcast from my cove during the Halloween party. Anyway, you guys, speaking of my cove, yesterday I spent about an hour and a half throwing a football at a tree.
Why?
Because my son got a neighbor's drone stuck in the tree.
Oh, good time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And guys are such idiots. This is the greatest thing. We're so dumb and so basic that if Dallas was living in my neighborhood, he'd do the same thing. So I'm home earlier than everyone else, obviously, just based on my schedule. So Dean got the drone stuck in a tree, and one by one, the fellas in my neighborhood were coming home, pulling over, and taking their licks at it like it was a carnival game. Give me the football. I'll get it. Next guy. Give me the football. You can't get that? Give me the football. I'll get it.
And nobody could get it.
Give it back. Give it back. Meanwhile, this morning, the drone is still in the tree. And six of us are hurting.
Oh.
Like my arm and my ribs are hurting from throwing it. It was a good 30 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Are they considering the drone a loss at this point?
Hopefully it comes down with a little bit of wind. It's just hung up. Like, we all hit it once or twice, but it's just stuck on like a branch.
What happens if it starts raining? Is it done then?
I'll probably have to buy the kid a new drone.
Why would you have to buy the kid?
Because Dean was the one that got it stuck in the tree.
Oh, okay.
Now, the kid who gave it to Dean is about 8 years old, and Dean's six, you know, and I wasn't there, but I can only imagine. It's 30 feet up. Dean probably wasn't even close to clearing the tree. My guess is Dean said, can I fly it? And the kid was probably like, sure. It went immediately up into the tree.
Like, you didn't even get to fly it at all. He just hit the up button. Oh, man.
within seconds. So didn't even enjoy it.
So I know we're over. I'm over 30 seconds, and I apologize. But then his dad comes.
Oh gosh, is that like a weird confrontation?
No, because the dad, like, so I'm friendly. Like, we're all like six neighbors that live in our cul-de-sac in our neighborhood are very tight. But he lives further down the way. But he's in my fantasy football league too, so I know him.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, buddy. We'll try and get this thing down. And I thought he'd be like, all right, yeah, don't worry about it, whatever. He was like, all right. And he just sat there and watched all of us throw the football.
Oh, he didn't even try to get it down either?
He was in his dress clothes.
Yeah.
Coming back from work, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. And we had a ringer, though. There's my buddy Spencer pitched at Charlotte College of Charleston. Okay. And so we were like, oh, let this guy come. His first shot was the worst out of all of us. We started giving him the business.
Yeah, you know, so that's why Charleston's not known for their sports program, huh?
Oh, dude, you're the worst of them all. Well, they're only trying to do is help.
Yeah.
Big-time athlete came up here, made things worse.
Didn't even need to stop and help, and then we heckle him. Okay, man, what else is going on in y'all's world?
Lorraine, you want to go with your day in 30 seconds?
Yeah, sure. Easy day for me. I'm still working on Cash's like Halloween costume. So he's going to be Dallas for Halloween. Mm. So I'm trying to make them t-shirts that say copy and paste.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they'll wear the same outfit and we're going to spray Cash's hair white.
Oh,
so
what's he going to be?
He's going to be Dallas.
Nice.
So I'm working on these shirts that say copy and paste. I went to Michael's yesterday and I bought like the wrong iron-on like letter things, and now I'm gonna have to cut them all out. It's a whole thing. I'm like, I'm just gonna go back and redo it today.
Just wait till Cash like hits the age too where he has to start doing things for school.
Yeah,
because not only do we have to do Dean's Halloween costume, but he has to dress up as something. His class got the letter F. Everybody in the school is dressing up as a letter in a dictionary. So he comes home last week and goes, Mom, I need to be a fan on Thursday. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, we could dress you up as a sports fan. He's like, no, a ceiling fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so how do you do that?
I don't know. And it's like Amanda and I are all stressed. We did.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, we wussed out and changed it to fighter pilot.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
So, but we're like, Dean, have some respect for your mom and dad. Don't just throw out things.
Oh, I'm crafty, man. When Cash has to start doing, like, craft stuff, it's going to be clear that his mother did it.
Yeah, some parents enjoy that. But Amanda and I, as creative as both of us are, it's like, we just don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, Dean, don't say Firefly.
That's difficult. Say something easy.
How about you, buddy? Let's get out of, let's go to non-married, no kid life. What's going on?
That's so exciting.
There's got to be other things happening in the world. Please tell me, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing that exciting, huh?
I was on the phone with attorneys all afternoon. I was dealing with hell. I'm getting audited, and it's a whole thing. And between that and buying the house, I'm trying to buy a house. It's like every day there's a new problem.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes, you know, I've helped many, many clients buy houses, and like, all of theirs went smooth, but the one house I want.
You're your own realtor, and it's a horrific situation.
You're like, I hate my realtor.
I know. I'm going to fire the guy.
I'll tell you what. Besides me throwing the football yesterday at the drone stuck in a tree, I walked around saying, I'm a sloth. For a good portion of the day yesterday.
Yeah, for my regression therapy. Luckily, though, I didn't run into too many people I went to the store and I was afraid that everybody was going to hit me up with about that. Nothing big yet.
They will. It's not going to go away because I isolated that particular segment.
I'm a sloth.
Anyway, if you miss what we're talking about, Roy got put under in regression hypnosis therapy where he got to see his past lives. We'll play some highlights for you if you missed it. Coming up here in just about under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
We got a lot of feedback yesterday from people after Roy went under his regression hypnosis therapy where he found out in his past lives he was not only Roy in this life, mm-hmm. but who else were you, bud?
I was a 18th century woman.
Mm-hmm.
I was very beautiful. I was the belle of the ball, if you will.
And she sounded like this when Roy was under. And Crystal, a listener of the Mini Roy and Loren Show, who is a regression therapist, pulled this clip.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I'm wearing a beautiful dress. I'm beautiful. The guy in the back of the carriage is very flirtatious.
That was my favorite part. The guy in the back of the... So you were like in a...
carriage, like a horse-drawn carriage. It was very bumpy, and he kept trying to rub the top of my hand.
So we got a lot of feedback because it's 7:50. Instead of playing War of the Roses yesterday, we played this, and people were all panicked that War of the Roses was gone.
Yeah. No.
No, 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 don't worry.
No. And then I also was a sloth. It's the weirdest feeling on that. I don't have hands. I have claws. I'm a sloth.
You guys have to go listen to the entire session, which we played yesterday. It's up on the podcast. You can get the Daily MRL Show podcast commercial free, music free, just by heading over to the Kiss95.1 app. You can listen to it there. And you can hear the whole thing. It's really, really interesting. But people were sending us pictures of sloths.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's daughter was wearing a shirt that said, "I love sloths," and said that Roy was her new spirit animal.
I just like that he was freaking out because he didn't have hands.
Yeah, that was very scary to initially see not your body, your human body.
Right.
I feel like I do that all the time when I look in the mirror. Like, in my head, it looks one way. Then I look in the mirror and I'm like, who's that person?
Jennifer sent a tweet at the MRL show and said, "At first I panicked because War of the Roses wasn't happening at 7:50. Then I died laughing, listening to Roy's regression. Thanks for the stories. Thanks for the laughs." So go check it out. If you didn't hear it, it's up at Kiss95.1's, Kiss95.1.com. You can go to the website or just go to the app to listen to the podcast.
Perfect.
What do you got coming up in the dirty?
So it's been a rough 24 hours for Game of Thrones fans. A prequel was dropped, but it's not all doom and gloom. I'll tell you the news that broke overnight that'll keep you happy. 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So it's been a wild 24 hours for Game of Thrones fans. Yesterday it was announced that HBO was going to drop its originally planned prequel to the Game of Thrones. And then this was afterward that, yes, it was originally given a green light back in June of 2018. But when it came to the lengthy post-production issues that they were going to have, and that included re-editing the initial cut because it wasn't well received from their test audience, they decided to just scrap it all together. Then overnight, they decided that House of Dragons, the prequel, will move forward. However, they're going to nix the whole cast that they originally had. So Naomi Watts won't be part of this one. But they did greenlit it, and it got 10 episodes moving forward.
That was basically HBO Productions saying, it's not us, it's you guys, the actors.
You think
thanks
that's
for
what it was?
Out. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. A lot of people are going to be dressing up as Olivia Newton-John in Grease for Halloween tomorrow. And Manny, I know your daughter was dressing up as
she was Sandy.
As Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you really want to be authentic, you're going to have to sew yourself into those leather pants from the very end. Olivia Newton-John said that the zipper is broken on them and she had to be sewn in and pulled out of them every single day. Jennifer Lopez, she's giving us our first insight on what the Super Bowl will look like and what she's been working on.
Doing a lot of meetings about the Super Bowl, like prepping and hiring the people and putting the concepts and ideas for the show together. Shakira and I have spoken a few times already. You know, she's putting her thing together. I'm putting my thing together, thinking about who we want to join us on stage if we want that and, you know, all those kinds of things. So we're super excited.
So possibly some special guests on stage. I mean, if J-Lo doesn't bring Pitbull up, I'm done.
Is it in Miami this year?
Yes.
Is that one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that
are
is
you
your
going?
Dirty for now. I don't know. I put in to work for the Super Bowl, but I told them I can only work until halftime, and it's a whole thing. So I'm working on things behind the scenes. Yes.
Right. Hey, you guys, this is really, really kind of cool. We have the orange pumpkin that the kids take to go trick-or-treating. Then you have a blue pumpkin that is for people with allergies.
Yeah, I saw that when I went to Michael's.
That's teal.
Oh, is it teal?
Teal is for allergies.
Uh-huh. But there's now a blue pumpkin that has been introduced to the market. And if you're not familiar with why there's a third blue pumpkin, we'll tell you the really cool thing that's happening coming up in just about 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
She was on Jeopardy last night.
Lizzo,
well, she was a question,
Was she a question or an answer?
She was an answer.
It's weird with Jeopardy,
well,
right?
Technically, she's a question, too, if she was an answer.
Crystal clear.
So have you... I saw this when I went to Michael's, where blue pumpkins are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your orange pumpkins that the kids use for trick-or-treating. Then you have the teal ones.
Mm-hmm. Which are for, like, either like allergies or if somebody needs to be like, I think gluten free.
But what do you do when you see Teal? Do you, hey, what's your allergies?
Do you ask? Yeah.
I didn't know. So, Lauren, do you have specific things set aside for allergic kids?
I have like a mixed bag. Okay. So then I would just pull something else out.
Well, evidently blue is the color of autism awareness. So if you see a child, teen, or even adult at your front door with a blue pumpkin, it's a sign that they may be autistic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering why we went so close to teal. I'm colorblind as it is.
I think blue is already the autism color, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and at night, I'm sure you'd have to ask.
Yeah.
Do you have an allergy? I wouldn't ask, anything else, but I would ask, do you have an allergy? If you're questioning whether it's blue or teal.
Why is it so important, Roy, to have the blue pumpkin for the autistic people?
Well, it's,
Is it the way that they want people to be to perceive them?
So I've read a couple different things. I don't know what that article says, but okay. I've seen kind of both sides on Facebook where some parents are like, oh, that's awesome. It's great. It gives the person at the house... it lets them know that maybe that kid is nonverbal and can't say trick or treat. So don't sit there and harp on it.
Yeah, love it.
You know what I mean? Or maybe they're not in a costume because they have sensory, issues where they can't put something over their face or, any of those things. So it lets the
and don't freak them out. Like they're not, maybe they have sensory disorder.
If that's so cool. My mom used to hide in the front yard. Like my mom talked my dad into making this coffin for her when we were little so she could jump out and scare trick or treaters. So, if she saw the blue pumpkin, she wouldn't do that.
Yeah. We all need to be aware of this because I have a feeling, unfortunately, tons of adults probably missed out trick-or-treating as kids because they were dealing with some autism issues where maybe the mom and dad said, I just can't let him go or her go up to the house because of their sensory disorder. Mm-hmm. The people won't know. And I don't want to knock on the door and be like, hey, my child has some sensory disorders. Do you mind not scaring him?
Right.
So the blue pumpkin, we've all got to be aware. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, and I saw some other things on people on the other side of that saying, like, they didn't like the blue pumpkin because they don't want their child to be treated differently. But at the same time, if your child is overstimulated and has sensory, things, you almost need it.
And that's the other side of it that I was seeing on Facebook, too. The article would be posted and then, like, all these comments underneath, and it was like 50-50. Some parents loved it,
My kid will get bullied.
Right. I don't want to target on my kid's back. And I'm like, here's the thing. Like, if you don't feel like it's for you, then that's fine. You don't use it for your kid. But there are some people out there that would love that for their child.
Yeah. Someone with area code 980 said also maybe they're older, but still want to be included in trick-or-treating, and you want to ask why they are. Autism is such a huge spectrum. It really is. And it's great to include them and let them be quote-unquote normal.
Right.
I love that. So be on the lookout for the orange pumpkin. The teal pumpkin means allergies. And quite honestly, Dean should have a teal one because he's allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, really? He definitely should have a teal.
Do you guys remember the time we were at Mellow Mushroom eating pizza and I gave Dean a peanut butter cookie?
Yeah.
When he was like three?
Like 3 minutes later.
Projectile threw up on Casey, a former account executive.
If I remember correctly, it was on Casey's plate.
I apologize. I apologize up and down.
Can he eat peanuts?
Doesn't like peanuts, doesn't like peanut butter. And I don't know if he's allergic to it because he doesn't break out. But he'll puke.
Wow.
That's a sense of it.
But you don't want to give him the teal because you want to eat all the Reese's cups for yourself.
Bro, you are so onto something. You have no idea.
I know.
No idea.
Still to come.
We'll blog about that too at kiss951.com. In case maybe you're driving and you just want to go back and check it out again. Orange, teal, and blue pumpkins this year. Keep your eyes out for them, everybody. Together, we're all going to make the world a better place. I know it, starting right here with Kiss 95.1's Me, Roy, and Lauren show. We'll all work together, fam.
It's been a couple of years, but did you know that this show, the one you're listening to right now, pulled a massive prank on the city of Charlotte? And it actually got on the news. A lot of people were freaked out by it. A little Halloween prank we did a couple years ago. We're going to relive that moment together in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. Let's go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful year of 2017.
Hmm.
It was just around this time of the year. And the movie It, not the second one, but the original movie It, was just remade. And everyone was freaked out because of the red balloons were at the storm drains.
So we went to management and we said, hey, we need 200 red Mani, Roy, and Loren balloons with every expectation of them kicking us out of that office that day saying we don't have the money. No one wants your red balloons. Well, they said yes. And we got our red balloons and Loren and I teamed up early in the morning. Roy and Nicole teamed up early in the morning. And we went around Charlotte, y'all, while you guys were sleeping in the middle of the night and tied red balloons to all the storm drains.
If we could find a drain, we'd put a balloon on it.
And then the best part was we came in on the air and said, hey, we're getting reports of red balloons everywhere. And y'all started calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't see the...
It's hard to see the logo on the balloon from a distance away. You just saw red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're getting reports all over the city. And someone's like, oh, yeah, I just saw one on, you know, Providence Road, or I just saw one in Uptown. Mm-hmm. Well, WCNC picked up on it and did a news story. Listen to this.
All right, the scary thriller It was a box office boomer, grossing nearly $325 million in less than 2 months.
Sure was. The movie's signature scare tactic, a red balloon tied to a storm drain. You might have seen some around Charlotte yesterday, in fact. But fear not, there are no clowns responsible for this stunt. Just a local radio station having a little fun with some of the listeners.
Our Evan West has details on the people behind the prank.
Welcoming sight to see in your neighborhood, but if you turn the balloon around, you'll be relieved to find out that Pennywise wasn't behind this. Instead, it was Mani, Roy, and Loren from Kiss 95.1.
You know you got a little something on your face.
The mask might be a little tight.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be this explosive. I didn't think this many people would even see our balloons.
They wake you up every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Just kind of our way of giving back to our listeners who have made us the most listened to morning show here in Charlotte.
Pictures flooded social media of balloons tied to the place that usually holds the floodwaters. An exact image of the scene from the movie It.
I'll take all of you.
The scare tactic worked. So did their other initiative.
We also wanted to bring awareness to the storm drains and the leaves that block these storm drains.
Oh my
God. And it's kind of like, you know, take a minute. If you see a red balloon, next time you see a storm drain, take a minute and just kick those leaves in to let the water flow a little bit easier.
It's been an epidemic.
Yes.
It's been just it really riddling has. Charlotte.
We're all good as long as it's this crew and not monster clowns messing with balloons.
Only him.
In Charlotte, I'm Evan West for NBC Charlotte.
Shout out to Evan West.
That's so stupid.
I forgot about that part
so
of it.
Dumb. And you know what? We'll find. Oh my gosh.
Roy, you forgot about that.
I'll follow
you. God, that you said that. That's the stupidest thing ever. And they
you know what?
And they quoted it in the news.
I think I did it, honestly, because I was like, I wonder if people are going to complain. And then we did like a little side. No, I know. I did it as a joke. But Evan West, man. Shout out to Evan for getting my name, the pronunciation of my name right, for throwing our names in there, because a lot of times the news will just say a local radio station, you know, or Beasley Media Groups, Kiss 95.1, which is fine, but Mani, Roy, and Loren, we were the ones that did that. And
I was genuinely surprised by it, though, because I thought, you know, people would call in. We literally did it just for the listeners to do a prank on the air, but Charlotte Agenda picked it up, CNC. Like, every news outlet picked it up, CNC. I didn't realize they did such a
in-depth coverage.
I don't even remember them coming into the studio.
Oh, I do.
I do, too.
I remember Evan came in.
Oh,
so,
man.
Anyway, we thought that would be fun to replay for you guys. Well, this is Freak Week on the Mani, Roy, and Loren show, which means we kind of threw out the regular scripts. That, you know, like yesterday, we didn't do War of the Roses at 7:50 like we normally do. Instead, we played Roy's regression hypnosis session. You can listen to that on the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. He was a 18th century woman. And what else, Roy?
A sloth.
I have that right here. This is going to live. Oh, you have it too?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a sloth.
I walked around saying that all day yesterday. I'm a sloth.
Yeah.
But listen, we got to get serious because we haven't even really talked about it yet. We've been so busy. We went to a listener's house who claimed that her great-great Meemaw died in a particular bedroom inside that house giving birth, and she says that room was haunted. Well, we took the Ouija board over there
which was, by the way, so many people sent us messages, including a good friend of the show who's a priest, who was like, do not do this.
Yeah, don't play with that thing. And here's the thing. Honestly, she doesn't use a Ouija board when she's in that room and strange things happen to begin with.
And we're trying to open up a portal to hell, you know. We have priests calling in. Stop, stop. Mm-hmm. Really easy, Father. I bought it at Walmart.
So
okay.
Milton Bradley also makes, you know, Candyland. So listen, here's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we are going to have that audio for you, and we're going to tell you that there was a noise. Now, I personally feel like there was a scientific explanation, but I know you two...
There were a couple noises.
You two aren't so sure, and the reaction of the audio we have, even of me at the time, is quite honestly freaky. We'll have that for you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. But we want to know if there is a room in your house that you absolutely, or if there's a room in someone else's house that you absolutely will not go in because you fear that it's haunted. We want your calls.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to Freak Week, people. Oh, you know what?
We have sound effects.
We do. Hold on. Sorry. I was talking to Loren during commercial. My fault. Here we go. Are you ready?
Sure.
Halloween Freak Week.
Don't be scared.
Gosh. Now it's legit.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
A day out from Halloween, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We went to a listener's house. She doesn't want her name on the air. In fact, she wanted her voice disguised. She said her meemaw's great-great meemaw lived in the house, and the house was kind of handed down to her through generations. So she doesn't have a mortgage payment, which is nice. The house is paid for, but it's also haunted. Listen to this.
I've been in there, and there is a lamp with a pull chain, and you have to yank. It's an old lamp, so you have to yank on the pull chain, and the lamp will just go on of its own accord without the chain moving. For instance, I went into the room to put something away in a spare closet, and the lamp just went on.
Wow. Well, listen, we took a Ouija board into this room.
Dumbest idea ever.
To open up a portal and try to communicate with Meemaw.
Yeah.
And something happened. We have audio, we have video, and it will be revealed Thursday morning around this time.
This was not one of our finest ideas.
A great moment.
Oh,
We ran out of there like the Scooby-Doo crew.
Yeah.
But you'll hear it tomorrow morning at this time, like Roy said. So we want to know, is there a room in your house or someone's house that you absolutely, no matter what, will not go in?
We got a text message from 803 that says, my three-year-old niece visits my parents' house, and she will not go into one of the bedrooms because she says Rufus is in there.
Oh.
She will literally stand at the door and cry. I have no idea who Rufus is, but she insists that he is in that room.
Crazy.
That is scary.
Let's talk with Chelsea and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello. So, is there a room or house that you refuse to go into?
My mother's house, when we first moved in, it was very, very haunted. One night, I was asleep on the couch, my brother was playing his video games, and my mom and stepdad were watching TV in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. Well, they heard someone open the front door. They never shut it. And their house is so old, they have the air exchange on the floor in the hallway.
Okay.
And when someone steps over it, it makes noises. So they heard someone step over it and go up the stairs. So when they came out into the living room and noticed I was asleep and my brother was playing their games, my stepdad went and loaded his gun and walked around the whole house.
Yeah, thinking somebody's in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he didn't find anybody.
Nobody was in there.
Was this a one-time thing, or has this happened before?
This has happened before multiple times.
So do you not go to mom and dad's house anymore?
I do now, because if you buy new windows and switch out the windows, it goes away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ghosts will go away if you buy new windows? Is that like the rule of thumb, or is that just...
I don't
great
know.
For window
but,
companies.
But I was just going to say, Window Nation is going to be joining the Manny Roy and the Wren show as a new sponsor starting next week. And there you go.
Yeah, that is your slogan.
Call Window Nation. We can keep the ghosts away and improve your energy bills. Window Nation, call us.
Plug bell, Lauren.
Where is it?
That's awesome. Please.
She said it so matter of fact, too. She's like, duh. You get new windows and the ghosts are gone.
Scientific facts, duh.
They're attached to the window, clearly.
Let's talk to Jeremy in Concord. Jeremy, welcome to the Manny Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, bud. So your friend's house is haunted.
Oh, yeah, my best friend's house, definitely. He says it's his grandparents, so it doesn't freak him out. But even just recently, he was out of town watching his dog and leaving, and someone straight up walked down the hallway, and there's nobody there.
Oof.
I just acknowledge it in a pleasant way and move on like nothing happened, but it'll freak you out. The dogs even looked up at the hallway. Split level house.
See, I wonder though, Jeremy, like if you have a heightened sense because you know that it's got like a little bit of a history, so you go in there with a heightened sense. Like that's how I felt when we went into this woman's house with the Ouija board on Monday night, like a heightened sense, you know?
Right. Well, when I was a freshman in college at Westcon, Danbury, Connecticut, the Warrens, Ed and Lorraine Warren came there, the ghost hunters.
Okay.
First thing they said was, who in here wants to see a ghost? And actually, all these college kids raised their hand, and they're like, you just opened the door.
No, wow. That's
creepy. And those people freaked us out. I mean, you're talking about grown men that, like, didn't want to walk back to dorms by themselves.
Thanks,
it's
bud.
Funny he said, like, open the door, because, you know, everybody texted us before we went to this house and said, don't use the Ouija board. But 704 just texted in and said, my house is haunted from somebody opening a portal and not closing it properly.
Really?
It happened 11 or 12 years ago before we moved in. We had to use a spirit box, I don't know what that is, to contact it. But me and my daughter see things and can sense things when they're off.
I got some bad news.
We didn't close that thing properly.
No, we left as soon as something happened.
Yeah, but the woman who's, again, her name, she doesn't want us to use her name, she said, you know, don't worry about it.
And nobody goes in that room anyway.
Right, and she's convinced it's Meemaw.
Well, what happens if the ghost comes out of that room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, now it sounds like it's just a walkway for all ghosts to pour into the house. Let's talk with Courtney in Huntersville. You are on the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Courtney. Hold on one sec. Can you imagine, though, like, this woman, we'll just call her Amber.
Okay.
So Amber, like, somebody gets in the car and turns on Kiss 95.1, and Amber's like, turn them off. She's like, oh, you don't like them? No, they made my house haunted.
Yeah.
Then he closed the portal.
It's like, my house is a vacation home for ghosts.
Yeah, now it's like a free-for-all.
Most people are like, oh, I can't stand Mamie's voice, or, you know, Lorraine complains. No, this woman's like, yeah, they opened the portal to hell in my house. Anyway.
All right, Courtney, so your parents... Their house upstairs is haunted. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so my parents bought a house about 8 years ago, and they had known that the owner had died in upstairs, which wasn't like a big deal. It was kind of like, ooh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then we would like hear maybe footsteps or, you know, like little noises, but nothing enough to stop me from going upstairs. And upstairs, there's a Jack and Jill room. So I was in one room, I was visiting home, and my sister was in the other room, and we're like having a conversation, just like light, back and forth, and then I start asking her something, and she kept saying, yes, and I was like, what are you saying?
Saying
like,
what?
This is a what?
She kept saying yes, and she kept repeating it in like a fast number, like she kept saying yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was like, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. And she kept saying it and saying it. And I get, like, so frustrated because she's mumbling and I can't understand her. So I walk in the room and I'm like, Paige, what are you saying? And I walk in and no one's there.
Oh.
And she hears me, like, kind of yelling. And we're, like, her room is where I walk. You can see straight down the stairs. And as soon as I'm like, Paige, what are you saying? She's like, what? And she walks in and she had been outside.
You were having a conversation with who you thought was your sister, but totally wasn't.
Right, yeah. And it freaked me out. And this was like a full on, for 3 to 4 minutes, I was having a conversation with someone who was really speaking to me.
Oh my and gosh.
I mean, was this ghost entertaining?
No, it kept saying yes.
It just kept saying yes. And I was like, what are you saying, me psycho? I don't understand what you're saying.
You're going to loan me $3,000? Yes. Are you going to watch the kids for me this weekend? Yes. Oh, you're the best ghost ever. Thanks, Courtney. Hey, Elizabeth in Salisbury, we can't get to her. We'll put her story up on the Rap Party podcast, though. She will not go in her mom's bedroom, and there's a reason why. Okay?
It involves a rocking chair.
That'll be up around 10:30 this morning on the Rap Party podcast.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We're going to have a good laugh this morning. You know, we just got off the Freak Week stories, so we'll have a senseless survey where Roy asks ridiculous questions.
Yeah, Halloween edition.
Yeah, to unsuspecting people, okay? It's coming up in less than 7 minutes, y'all. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brody?
Yeah, this is Brody.
Brody, Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau. I'm calling here with a senseless survey, following up on your paperwork. I got about 3 questions for you. It's going to take a couple seconds because I know you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, okay. What's up, guys?
You want to turn it down just a little bit or...
Not really.
Now listen, that doesn't count as a question. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do now.
Do you think the 5-second rule should be adopted as federal law?
5-second rule is one of the most important things in my world. If I weren't for the 5-second rule, I probably wouldn't eat anything at all.
You know, with Mrs. Buttersworth, do you think that the husband is upset because he never gets the spotlight? Mr. Buttersworth.
I feel like maybe behind every strong woman is a very strong man.
All right. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yeah. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Are you stupidstitious at all?
What's a stupidstitious?
You know, like you're nervous about like black cats falling in front of you.
Ah, man, I haven't walked under a ladder since 2002.
I kind of want to know more about that. Now, do you prefer to play Bloody Mary or drink Bloody Marys?
Wait a minute, man. Who is this again?
It's the United States Census Bureau, your government. Ever made a potion?
Y'all are going to have to mail me something. This is getting real personal.
We got personal?
Is this even legal for y'all to call me at home like this?
What urban legend scares you the most? The one with the egg that has fallen, like Humpty Dumpty? Or Jack and the Beanstalk?
Okay. Can
you turn that down?
Yeah. All right, man. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Now you're going to be in big trouble because you're not paying attention. I'm going to mark that down in your file right here.
Man, f*** this bureau.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. S95.1.
Oh, I apologize. He was great, though.
Woof. Yeah, until the end.
Yeah, I know.
You got angry.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, at some point, you just got to call it.
Totally, dude.
All right, so there was a rapper who was really excited after she was featured on Jeopardy this week. And I think we have the question and the answer, so we'll let you hear both of those and see if you can figure it out.
In 2019, this 5-letter rap and R&B artist had the juice to be nominated for Best New Artist at the VMAs. Diana.
Who is Lizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was really excited about that and posted it all over social media. She's like, I'll take that for a cool million, Alex. That is a really cool, I think at that point you're like, I've made it.
Yeah.
When I'm a question and answer on Jeopardy, things are good.
Yeah.
Hoda Kotb, she apparently had a very big falling out with Matt Lauer after these recent allegations had surfaced. Now, Hoda and Matt were, of course, former colleagues at NBC, but they were still on speaking terms until recently when Brooke Neville's came out and told her side of the story when it came to Matt Lauer. And then there was this big unveiling in the Ronan Farrow book, Catch and Kill, as well. So Hoda and Matt were very, very close. And when, even after Matt was fired, but she's ghosted him since those. And sources say that Matt is stunned by the fallout. Mm.
Tough, man. Tough situation. I wish that none of it was true.
Yeah.
You know? And like we've said before, when we talked about Matt Lauer, the weirdest thing is that they had like a either an anniversary or birthday roast for him. It wasn't televised. But everybody was there, including colleagues from NBC, big name celebrities, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and there were a lot of jokes told then.
The running joke was about the button in his room that closed the door and about how he basically went after every woman inside NBC.
Yeah, there were definitely more jokes than just that. And I just got done with Catch and Kill, and it's a fascinating read.
Okay.
It really is. And it's like the whole NBC cover up and how one thing is maybe linked to the Harvey Weinstein case.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Game of Thrones fans, if you're excited about the prequels that are coming out, well, I got good news and bad news. So it got nixed by HBO and then it got brought back to life. However, it will not have any of the original
cast.
Just
like Jon Snow.
Yeah, kind of. It won't have any of the original cast that they intended for that series because of some post-production issues and the way that they edited it. It was not well received by the audience. But House of Dragons is still happening. It got greenlit for 10 episodes. So there's that. And Queen Latifah, she is giving us our first look at The Little Mermaid live. She said it's not going to be completely live, but it is quite live.
They're going to literally show the movie in front of a live audience of at least 500 people. And then when it comes to the musical performances, it's going to cut to the live performance of those songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. I've seen a little sneak peek. Looks kind of stupid. I'm not gonna.
Oh no! Yeah. Don't say it. Say it doesn't sell.
I'm hoping they're still working on it.
What is it? Rocky Horror Picture Show that kind of does that when they show it for Halloween, where it's live. It's you're watching a movie, but then in the dance numbers and songs, people act it out.
And you throw bread at the screen for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's that. All right, that's your dirty.
Let's put Can't Beat the Rent. 704-570-9595. Zero wins. Yeah. She lost yesterday, y'all.
On a friend's question.
Yes. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
It is always fun when you have zero wins.
Is it?
And somebody can step on you while you're down and try to beat you again.
Thanks, buddy. That's so nice of you. Nikki from TGK is on the phone, though, and she might be that person.
I'm hoping so.
All right, Nikki. Happy birthday to you, by the way. She celebrated her birthday this week.
Thank you so much.
It's me trying to butter her up so she doesn't...
Get on out of the station.
All right, I'm going.
And by the way, Nikki, it's a double whammy for Loren because she is playing Can't Beat Loren with no win. She lost yesterday on a friend's question. And then right after this, you're doing the mystery box, and it's the grossest mystery box we've ever done.
All right, Loren is out of the studio.
Don't leave and not come back.
All right, she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Nikki, Tiga K, question number one. Jennifer Lopez says she and Shakira are in full prep mode for the halftime show of what event?
The Super Bowl.
Lizzo was super excited to be an answer on Jeopardy. Who hosts that show?
Alex Trebek.
Shawn Mendes confirmed in a Q&A that he and his girlfriend have been officially dating since July 4th. Who is his girlfriend?
Shawn Mendes. Girlfriend?
Three. Two.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Okay, question four. Stormy Webster's Halloween costume of her dressed up as her mother's 2019 Met Gala look won the internet over. Who is her mother?
Who is it?
Stormy Webster? Stormy is the name I would focus on most. Three.
Stormy would
two,
be...
One. Roy, no answer there.
I'm not sure.
Okay, question five. After a year of dating, Halsey insists cheating wasn't the cause of her and Youngblood's breakup. That wasn't the case with her rapper boyfriend before him, though. Who was that? Who did Halsey date before Youngblood?
Three.
Two.
G-Eazy?
Come on in, Loren.
Yeah, she got three correct.
Okay.
All right, Lorraine, here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez says she and Shakira are in full prep mode for the halftime show of what event?
The Super Bowl halftime.
That's right, 1-1.
And Lizzo was super excited to be an answer on Jeopardy. Who hosts that show?
Alex Trebek.
That is correct. It's 2-2.
Shawn Mendes confirmed in a Q&A that he and his girlfriend have been officially dating since July 4th. Who is his gal?
Camila Cabello.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Nikki said the answer after the time limit. It is incorrect. It's currently 3-2.
All right, Stormy Webster's Halloween costume of her dressed up as her mother's 2019 Met Gala look won the internet over yesterday. Who is her mom?
That's Kylie Jenner.
That is correct. No answer from our friend Nikki. 4-2.
Oh my God.
That's a hard one because it's not like Stormy has her last name. I get it.
That's what I was thinking.
I get her.
After a year of dating, Halsey insists cheating wasn't the cause of her and Youngblood's breakup, but that wasn't the case with her rapper boyfriend before him, though. Who was that?
G-Eazy.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorraine, you have one win.
Nikki, I'm so sorry. You know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I just can't beat Lorraine.
Happy birthday, though.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you stick around. It is Halloween Freak Week. Lorraine is going to be putting her hands in the scariest mystery box we've ever had.
Scabs, eyeballs, rat poop, and a heart that was inside of a living thing.
What are you going to be touching? We'll find out in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Halloween Freak Week.
Don't be scared.
So, earlier in the week, we did a game. And Lorraine, you lost.
I did.
The consequence of losing here on Halloween Freak Week is you reaching your hand into the scariest, the grossest mystery box we've ever had to date.
You've heard us talk about it all week. Remind everyone, or tell people who don't know what's inside the mystery box that you'll be blindfolded touching.
It's disgusting. So apparently there's hearts, which is at the top of my head. I don't know if I can remember everything, but you guys said rat poop, which I can't stand.
That came from an intern's apartment, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think scabs, which is the most disconcerting to me.
Somebody who went to college brought that back for us.
Right, because like hearts you could get like maybe from like a cadaver or whatever, but like
pickled hearts.
The actual scabs, like you had to pick those off someone's body. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. And then I can't remember what the last thing is.
Eyeballs.
Oh, good.
Again, thanks to our awesome interns who work back there, and they go to college, and they brought back all this great stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a big losing week for me. I lost Can't Beat Lorraine. I lost her game. But you know what? I agreed to this.
What are you most nervous to touch?
I think either the scabs or the heart. I think that freaks me out the most.
The scabs are disgusting. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. All right, go ahead. Put your blindfold on.
Okay.
And we'll bring in the mystery box.
Yep, go outside.
Okay. Yeah, walk out.
And we'll go ahead and get the blindfold on you.
Okay.
All right, and Lorraine is out of the studio.
Okay. Now, this is where it gets really funny. Y'all, it's none of those items.
Not at all.
She doesn't know. And by the way, this isn't us picking on Lorraine. Any one of us... Producer Nicole was the mastermind behind this. Any one of us would have had to do this. But Lorraine lost. And the objects that are in the mystery box aren't those things.
Not at all. What we actually have in place of the heart is a peeled tomato. In place of the eyeballs are peeled grapes. Scabs are potato chips. And rat poop is just rice. Now, we have all week been psyching her out with this. And let's see how she reacts when she's blindfolded and puts her hand inside.
All right, bring her in.
All right, Lorraine is blindfolded. And she's walking back in. Lorraine, I am so sorry. The smell in here is pretty bad.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's a tough smell.
Somebody just, ow.
Okay, you walked into the side of the counter.
That All right. Good directing. Whoever's directing.
So the mystery box, by the way, is a very small fish box. It's like a fish tank.
Uh-huh.
And inside are eyeballs, Lorraine, a heart, rat poop, and scabs. Nicole, why don't you help her since she can't... All the objects are kind of separate.
Oh, they're all in there at once?
Oh, yeah, they're all in there at once.
Okay.
Put your hand in and touch something and let us know what you're feeling.
Your hands are just now entering into the box.
Can't do it.
You haven't even touched anything.
Yo, these were like in somebody's body.
Yeah.
Oh. Not necessarily a person.
Okay.
Her hands are back in. Oh, oh. She's almost touching. She's near the scabs.
Please.
Oh!
Okay, wait, I'm touching something. Wait, you said I'm near the scabs? Do I have to touch everything?
Keep going.
What's this? Okay, I'm touching
something.
She's
now patting something. Can you describe it?
It feels crunchy.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
The scabs. Look, isn't the scabs?
No. No, that wasn't the scabs. That was the rat poop. Ew, don't put your hands up to your mouth.
No, I didn't touch it with that one. I didn't touch it with that one.
Okay. All right, Lorette's face is now buried into her face. She's back out. Okay. Her hands are in the mystery box. Let's guide her around over to the other objects within the box.
Nicole's moving her hand over, too.
Oh, my God. What was that? You okay?
Touch it
that
again.
Was slimy.
What do you think that was? Was
I
that the
no
heart?
Idea. I have no idea.
The heart of the eyeballs.
She almost threw up. She's gagging.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Grab it. Grab it. Just grab it.
You touched it. You touched it.
Is it?
That's the heart.
It feels, it's like soft but hard, like a muscle.
Well, the heart is a muscle.
Oh my God. Y'all, this is gross. Oh my God. Okay.
All right, last thing.
I've hit all but one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've touched scabs, rat poop, and a heart.
Oh, the smell.
So far, what has been the grossest?
The heart.
Okay. What did it feel like? Just.
Like it's like hard, but it's not. It's like
did it have
kinda
like
kinda squishy?
A silt, like a slime?
Yes, it's a little slime.
Does it smell like death over
Move
there?
Move to the right. Move your arm to the right. Okay. There you go. So that's the last thing.
Ew.
Describe what you feel.
It's like, it's definitely circular. I assume this is the eyeball?
Yep.
There's, ew. Did y'all take out the retina? That's disgusting. Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, take the box away from her.
There's like a pit, like you could feel where like there was something removed. That's disgusting. I can't believe I did this. I'm done.
You're done.
If you're just joining us, Lorraine did the mystery box. She lost the game on Monday, so she was the lucky loser.
Oh my God.
She touched a heart, rat poop, scabs, and an eyeball.
You know when you like...
Go clean your hands.
Yeah, I need to clean my hands. Can I go? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm out.
You can take it off.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye. Go wash up. She's going to run to the bathroom. Okay. That was awesome.
She even said it smelled.
If you're just joining us, she didn't touch any of those objects. She touched a tomato, rice, potato chips, and grapes for the eyeballs. We need you guys to break the news to Loren, though. So call us, 704-570-9595. Someone break the news to her. We'll bring her back in like three.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren's back in the studio. Post-mystery box, how are you?
I'm okay. That was the most disgusting thing I think I've ever done though. I like do not want to smell my hands. I'm glad the mystery box is gone because I don't even want to see them. No. I the smells, the sliminess, like everything was disgusting. And I thought I was going to be the most skeeved out about the scabs. And I think the heart caught me off guard.
Yeah, in the box was a heart, scabs, eyeballs, and rat poop.
Angie in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, River. That's River, right?
Yes.
You guys heard Loren put her hand inside that disgusting mystery box?
Yeah, we did. That was so gross.
Ugh.
I can't believe you touched eyeballs.
Me neither.
The heart. There's a heart and eyeballs and rat poop and scabs.
And by the way, after she touched the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Abs and the eye poop and the rat poop river. She put her hand, you put your hand up to your mouth.
Yeah,
why
I know,
did you
but
do
I,
that?
I think I know, River. I know, not one of my finer moments. But I
hate your mouth.
And I know better than that.
I know.
Thanks,
I
River.
Think I touched it with my other hand and then like took my left hand to put it over my mouth because the smell was bad.
Well, listen, if your eye swells up in the next 24 hours.
Are you mad? You're not mad at us for losing the game, are you?
Listen, I'm not mad at you guys, but that was disgusting.
Okay. I mean, it could have been any of us putting our hands in the box.
And you know what? If it had been either of you, you probably would have thrown up.
By the way, I touched the one thing and I knew what I touched the heart just to touch it and it freaked me out.
You know what was crazy? I thought the eyeballs were going to be a lot smaller than they were and they felt like buggy.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You know when somebody's like eyes bug out of their head? Like, that's what I was envisioning.
That's one of Roy's relatives. Those came down from Roanoke.
I don't want to know where they came from.
I'm telling you, our interns are the best. Now, listen, we also have something else to tell you. Jessica and Hickory's on hold. She wants to tell you something else about the mystery box that's going to freak you out even more.
Okay.
You ready for more?
No.
All right, we'll do it after Lewis Capaldi. Don't go anywhere. It's KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Someone you loved. It's KISS 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Mystery box where Loren reached her hand inside a tomato. reached inside a heart. She had, what was it?
Rat poop.
It was disgusting.
And scabs. And
do me a favor, don't ever like tell my husband that I did that. He's gonna be like, you're changing every dirty diaper from here on out.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what microphone you're on. Okay, you're on.
Yeah,
you're on.
You got me?
Okay, yeah, okay. I got you. All right, Jessica and Hickory, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now when Loren walked out of the room to go put the blindfold on and when we brought the mystery box in, Loren doesn't know this, but we told the audience something. Why don't you go ahead and break that news to Loren? She's here.
Okay, so you didn't actually think you touched those actual things, right?
No, I did touch them. Like, I physically touched them.
Yeah, well, you felt the retina.
I saw her hand.
You really think you touched.
What?
You did not touch a heart or eyeballs or scabs or rat poop.
What did I touch then? Because I physically touched something.
You actually touched a peeled tomato for the heart.
Yeah, bring out the box.
The rat poop is actually rice.
No! I'm going to kill you.
And the scabs are actually potato chips.
Nicole just handed me the box. Are you kidding me?
No.
You had me all worked up over this. Over this?
Don't smash it.
Eyeballs you touched. Great.
Yeah.
But now remember, she could feel the where we ripped out the retina on the ground of the eyeballs.
I feel so stupid.
You thought our interns had the ability to bring all this stuff in from like they stole cadavers and...
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you almost gave that away.
I know.
Away.
This is so funny. Oh. This was Nicole's idea, too, by the way. Nicole's like, let's not... Because we were really going to try and get this stuff. And then Nicole's like, forget that. That's too hard and illegal. Let's just get fake stuff.
You know what's crazy is that the... I think it's the tomato. It smells like iron. But, like, blood smells like iron, too. So that's what I thought it was smelling.
Really? Okay, because you kept going on about a smell. And I'm like, it should smell delicious.
I'm going to kill you, too.
Three.
All three of you.
And Jessica.
And the interns.
Thanks, Jessica. Isn't that funny, though?
I love you guys. You rock.
Oh,
love you, too.
Love
thank you.
You.
I think there's something so cool to the fact that we put all the MRL show fam into it. And
I
you
know.
Didn't know. Like
it's
they
so
all,
rude.
As soon as you walked out, we told everyone. So think about how funny it is for them. While you're touching it, freaking out, they all know it's great.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
No, you're not. It was good. It was
I almost ruined it, too, by the way.
All right, Freak Week with the Manny Roy and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brody?
Brody, yeah, this is Brody.
Brody, Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau. I'm calling here with a senseless survey, following up on your paperwork. I got about three questions for you. It's going to take a couple seconds because I know you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, okay. What's up, guys?
You want to turn it down just a little bit? Or?
Not really.
Now, listen, that doesn't count as a question. You understand that, right?
Oh, I do now.
Do you think the 5-second rule should be adopted as federal law?
5 second rule is one of the most important things in my world. If I weren't for the 5 second rule, I probably wouldn't eat anything at all.
You know, with Mrs. Buttersworth, do you think that the husband is upset because he never gets the spotlight? Mr. Butterworth.
Like, maybe behind every strong woman is a very strong man.
All right. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yes. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Are you stupidstitious at all?
What's a stupidstitious?
You know, like you're nervous about like black cats falling in front of you.
Ah, man, I haven't walked under a ladder since 2002.
I kind of want to know more about that. And now, do you prefer to play Bloody Mary or drink Bloody Marys?
Wait a minute, man. Who is this again?
It's the United States Census Bureau, your government. Ever wait, made man, a potion?
Y'all are going to have to mail me something. This is getting real personal.
We got personal?
Is this even legal for y'all to call me at home like this?
What urban legend scares you the most? The one with the egg that has fallen, like Humpty Dumpty? Or Jack and the Beanstalk?
Okay. Can
you turn that down?
Yeah. All right, man. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Now you're going to be in big trouble because you're not paying attention. I'm going to mark that down in your file right here.
Man, f*** this bureau.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
Hulk Hogan had kind of a scary moment when he was landing. They had to do an emergency landing. He was on his way to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. And when they were making the emergency landing, in Iceland, they hit the runway so hard that the tires and the brakes blew out.
Yeah, rough landing. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Have they ever been on a flight that has, like, either had an emergency landing other than weather?
I know, me neither. My friend was on a flight coming back into New York, and the plane hit the runway so hard and so late down the runway that they took off and went back around again. I was like, I want that experience.
I've had what do they call those?
Go around?
Yeah, I've had it where it was just about to land, and it went back up.
Really?
So cool. Full throttle jets.
Yeah. Like, I could see the ground, and then all of a sudden, the engines got super, super loud, and nobody would explain what's happening.
Were you on a flight where they were like, well, we only have, like...
That was the flight.
Yeah, 15 minutes of fuel or something.
So, yeah, the guy gets on the intercom. I hate to be doing this in the middle of your dirty, but he gets back on the intercom, and he goes, couldn't see the runway there at the last second, so I decided to put us up back in the sky until this weather clears. And that's all we heard. And so, I'm assuming he's circling the airport, and then, like, 15 minutes later, he comes... Well, it seems like this storm doesn't want to move out its way, but don't worry. We have about 15 more minutes of fuel left, and then we'll have some options on where we can land then. And I'm like,
options?
What? What do you mean you got options? Bro, you better put this plane on the ground.
What, are we going to glide down? Parachute? What are our options?
Yeah.
Yeah.
15, 13 minutes. Like, everyone in the aircraft was like, did he just say 15 minutes of fuel? Like, everybody was like,
are we going to divert? Like, what are we doing
that
here?
That is so funny.
All right, so Kevin Hart, he will reportedly not sue the man who wrecked his Plymouth Barracuda back on September 1st. He says that he's got nothing but love for Jared. However, Jared could still sue him over not having the proper safety belts in that car.
They were friends, I thought. Good friends. You don't sue friends.
Well, and it was he was like kind of like one person removed. So it was Kevin Hart's trainer's fiance who wrecked the car.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we've got, you know, what's hot, what's trending. We've got lots of things coming up. Parties, we've got concerts, all the things. Well, I found a flask. I know. You guys know I love my flasks.
Yeah.
They fit on the top of your tumbler. So it holds 5 shots. And it not only does it fit on the top of your tumbler, but you can drink out of it. So if you walked into a place, they wouldn't even be able to see it because it's sitting down in your glass.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So you're just drinking through it. And then anytime you need more alcohol, you just open it up and pop one in.
That's beautiful. Very cool.
Yeah. So we'll have that information for you up at kiss95.1.com because we don't believe in last call.
Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Hashtag, I can't be with someone who, ... Hashtag, I can't be with someone new. Twitter was exploding with that hashtag the other day, and I copied down some funny ones. We're talking about relationship deal breakers in less than 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That was Lizzo. Truth Hurts. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy the Rim Morning Show. We saw this trending on Twitter, and it's so hilarious. It's called hashtag I can't be with someone who. So we wanted to talk about relationship deal breakers. If you want to get in on the fun as well, you can give us a phone call, 704-654.
What are you doing? What number are you giving?
Are you giving your phone number? Phone number?
Was that your home? Was that your cell number?
Almost.
Half of it? Yep.
I don't know what happened there. 704-570-9595. The studio line.
Always fun. Try to figure out the last four digits of Roy's phone number.
I wonder why. Like, what happened in my brain?
It happens sometimes.
All right. So these are some hashtag I can't be with someone who. And some of these are gets really, really funny. Has eyes for everyone else, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Changes their status to single every time we have an argument. Is mean to others.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Can't spread kindness.
Mm.
And then it gets pretty funny. Leaves empty containers in the fridge.
And puts the milk back with just a tiny bit left.
Yeah.
Doesn't tip.
Ooh. I could not date somebody who didn't tip.
Let's see here. Doesn't know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
I don't know.
Either.
You couldn't date me.
What is your strange deal breaker? That's a good question, Roy. Because we all know, like, smokers will be on the list. Gotta love mom. Gotta be polite to people. But what about your strange deal breaker?
Like, is it can't parallel park? Because that's what somebody tweeted out as a relationship deal breaker. 704-570-9595. Doesn't eat dessert. Hashtag, I can't be with someone who.
Doesn't eat dessert.
I don't love desserts.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I'm like a salt person all day long. I would rather have a bag of chips than sit down and eat a brownie.
So when you're out at a restaurant, you don't ever get dessert?
Hardly
Cake,
ever.
Pie?
Mm-mm, nope.
Hmm.
Unless somebody at the table like gets it, I won't, like, it won't interest me.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
I don't really have one.
Right? You're weird.
I know.
I don't have a favorite ice
what?
Cream. What? Yeah. I'm not big into ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe raspberry? I don't know.
Vanilla's fine.
Raspberry ice cream? What?
I know.
You two, which planet are y'all from?
Kaylee and Salisbury, welcome to the Mandy Roy the Rim Morning Show. What's your strange relationship deal breaker?
Hi, thank you. I cannot date somebody who smacks gum. It will drive me insane.
How about cracks gum?
Like pops it with the little bubbles?
That doesn't bother me, but it's the chewing when they're smacking. That's what gets me every time. I'm like, no, stop.
I love popping my gum.
I do too.
And I think it's become habitual. Like, I was walking around Teeter the other day, grocery shopping, popping my gum, and some woman like heard the pop and turned. And I was like, oh, that was me.
Sorry.
Sorry. Thanks, Kaylee. Hey, by the way, Kaylee, do you like ice cream?
Love ice cream.
Okay. Thank you. You're a normal human being like myself.
I know I'm strange.
How about this? I only like it soft. Like soft serve ice cream, like on a cone. I don't like to scoop.
You like Breyers?
No, like if you go to Dairy Queen.
I know what you're talking about, but you don't like Breyers? Like you can't eat chocolate chip mint ice cream?
Well, one, that's disgusting. But I mean, I would take a bite of it if we're at a birthday party, but.
Nicole, bring some sanity to the radio show, please. You're an ice cream fan, right?
I mean, I guess. Like, I'll have it. I don't, like, crave it.
You guys don't have ice cream in your freezer right now?
No.
I haven't had ice cream in probably, like, 3 years.
What?
I never kept ice cream in my freezer until our au pair started living with us, and she eats ice cream by, like, the pint.
I think I have a popsicle in there.
Oh, that's different. That doesn't count.
Yeah, I know.
I'm blown away by you guys. Holy macaroni. Well, hashtag the more you know. You learn things here on the show. My co-hosts don't like ice cream. That's amazing. You are. All right, hey, let's take more phone calls. 704-570-9595. The strange reason why you won't date someone. That to be a gamer, maybe? We'll take your calls.
The MRL Morning Show
on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Wrapping up our conversation, and we're carrying this over because the texts we're getting are so funny. And you guys could call, too. We love talking to you on the phone at 704-570-9595. The question that we have out there is...
What's your deal breaker?
Sorry,
when it comes to dating? Like, hashtag, I can't date someone who.
Yeah. Nicole, before you get mad at me for just bringing stuff up randomly, we had a discussion about how Loren was going to read these funny text messages, and one of them has to do with laughs. And yeah. I was like, hey, we'll bring the laughs back. So it's not my fault.
I didn't know it was my cue.
Okay, read some of these funny text messages.
Okay, so 828 texted in and said, I can't date somebody who wears socks and sandals. I can't date someone who
doesn't... By the way, sorry, back up. If you're dating someone who wears socks and sandals, you're dating somebody who's like 60 plus. That, right? That's fair to say.
Or from Florida.
Or jocks. I've noticed jocks do that quite a bit. I've seen Nicole do that.
Yeah, remember the old school Adidas sandals that had the little, like... balls on the bottom.
Yeah.
And those feel awesome with socks on.
Yeah. You're right. Some athletes wear their slides.
Yeah. Hashtag I won't date someone who doesn't say God bless you when somebody sneezes. And I can't
That's a sin.
I can't date someone with an annoying laugh. You could have a great personality, but if you cackle, it sucks and I'm out.
That's awesome.
That one's awesome.
These are listeners' laughs, y'all, that have called us throughout the years. Should we do dueling laughs?
Yes.
She wins.
Oh, man.
I don't know, Loren. Yours is in there, too.
I know. I got a cackle on me.
I love annoying laughs. That's why I love like watching comedy specials and picking up on the annoying laugh in the crowd. There's always one, man.
All right. Those are pretty good stuff. Listen, we started off the show talking about something that we did not last year, but the year before. And we did it as a goof to play a prank on our MRL show fam, you guys, the listeners. But it turned out to be something much, much more. And it got picked up by the news. If you don't know what we're talking about, hang out just after 9. We'll play the news report and the big prank that we played on Halloween 2 years ago. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So a couple of years ago, the movie, was a huge thing. And the red balloon is symbolic with that movie. And we went to our bosses and we said, hey, bosses, we would like money to buy 200 balloons. Y'all, they never say yes to anything. I don't know. The Mercury Metrograde must have been in full effect or something because they gave us the money to go buy 200 balloons. By the way, we still have 150 left.
Yeah.
That's true.
But we use these balloons, and very early in the morning, at like 2 a.m., I met Loren, and Roy met Nicole, and we took the balloons and randomly went around from South Charlotte all the way up to Lake Concord and tied balloons to storm drains. And people were calling in that morning. You remember? Like, we didn't tell anyone that it was us.
Mm-hmm.
We were just fielding calls from you guys, the MRL show fam, saying like, hey, there's red balloons everywhere. And then people would, you know, send text messages and pictures of the balloons on their social media. And then the news picked up on it, y'all. And let's relive that very, very important breaking news story.
All right, the scary thriller It was a box office boomer, grossing nearly $325 million in less than 2 months.
Sure was. The movie's signature scare tactic, a red balloon tied to a storm drain. You might have seen some around Charlotte yesterday, in fact. But fear not, there are no clowns responsible for this stunt. Just a local radio station having a little fun with some of the listeners.
Our Evan West has details on the people behind the prank.
This is one unwelcoming sight to see in your neighborhood, but if you turn the balloon around, you'll be relieved to find out that Pennywise wasn't behind this. Instead, it was Manny, Roy, and Loren from KISS 95.1.
You know you got a little something on your face.
The mask might be a little tight.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be this explosive. I didn't think this many people would even see our balloons.
They wake you up every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Just kind of our way of giving back to our listeners who have made us the most listened to morning show here in Charlotte.
Pictures flooded social media of balloons tied to the place that usually holds the floodwaters. An exact image of the scene from the movie It.
I'll take all of you.
The scare tactic worked. So did their other initiative.
We also wanted to bring awareness to these storm drains and the leaves that block these storm drains. And it's kind of like, you know, take a minute. If you see a red balloon, next time you see a storm drain, take a minute and just kick those leaves in to let the water flow a little bit easier.
It's been an epidemic.
Yes.
It's been just it really riddling has. Charlotte.
We're all good as long as it's this crew and not monster clowns messing with balloons.
Only him.
In Charlotte, I'm Evan West for NBC Charlotte.
By the way, we posted up pictures at the MRL show on our Instagram and Twitter and Kiss Mornings on Facebook to go see the balloons if you weren't in town when that happened 2 years ago.
That news reporter is awesome to leave your mockumentary style dry humor comment that like a solid 50% are going to think funny and the other 50% is like,
what is he talking about?
Does he really care about
we have starving people and he cares about leaves? Blocking storm drains.
I'm just imagining the family that's like
right.
following that news story and then going, what?
Sure. I mean, we'd be naive if we thought everyone listened to the Manny Roy and Lorenz
right.
show. There's a 75-year-old woman or man in a, you know, outer county who's like,
what just happened?
Storm drains? Don't they know that there's more problems in the world? Put your effort somewhere else, boy.
I love that the news reporter got her number and left. I'm so glad Evan knows us and left.
That's our boy. And I love how, Loren, you jumped right on that bandwagon, too.
I walked right down that road with you.
I'll take all of you.
The scare tactic worked. So did their other initiative.
We also wanted to bring awareness to these storm drains and the leaves that block these storm drains. And it's kind of like, you know, take a minute. If you see a red balloon, next time you see a storm drain, take a minute and just kick those leaves in to let the water flow a little bit easier.
It's been an epidemic.
Yes.
It's been just
it really
riddling
has.
Charlotte.
Riddling Charlotte.
I'm telling you, man. There's a family, 50, like 60 years old, you know, down in Waxhaw, who has no clue we exist, going,
what?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
So funny.
He's like, why did we jump from one thing to the other?
All right, like we said, those pictures are up. You can go check them out. Kiss95.1's Instagram, at the MRL show. You should be following us anyway on Insta. Are we friends yet? We follow back, you guys. It's the Manny Roy and Lorenz show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.